When discussing the Seder, one of the things that it's important to keep track about is the many different mitzvot that we perform in the Seder, and in particular, which of the mitzvot in the Seder we are performing because it's the Seder, and which of the mitzvot in the Seder are mitzvot that we are performing because they're mitzvot that we have to do every day, or mitzvot that we have to do specifically on every Yom Tov. I have in mind here Rachtza, the washing of the hands before the consumption of bread, which is a rabbinic mitzvah, mitzvah d'rabbanan, which applies at the Seder and also on every other day of the year. Sometimes, we ask the riddle, what are the biblical and rabbinic mitzvahs of the Seder? And people answer the riddle by saying there's a biblical mitzvah to eat matzah, a biblical mitzvah to tell the story of the Haggadah, and then a rabbinic mitzvah to have 4 cups of wine, to have maror, and also to say challah. However, there's also another rabbinic mitzvah which applies every day of the year, and that is rachtza, to wash the hands before eating bread. As the Gemara in Chulin explains, there was a rabbinic decree to always wash hands before eating bread, out of a concern that maybe the bread is truma, maybe we're in Israel, maybe we're kohanim, and we might render the bread tameh, so we wash our hands before we have bread. In addition to rachtza, there's another mitzvah, another part of the Seder that applies on every day of the year, and that is barech, the commandment to recite Birkat HaMazon, or benching, after eating bread. So the biblical mitzvahs of the Seder don't just include having matzah and telling the Haggadah. Another biblical mitzvah of the Seder is barech, reciting Birkat HaMazon or benching at the conclusion of the meal, at the conclusion of the Seder. So those are the two parts of the Seder which apply every day of the year, rachtza and also barech. Then there's two other parts of the Seder which do not necessarily per se relate to the story of the Seder, and that is Shulchan Aruch, the meal, and also Kadesh, the recitation of the Kiddush. These are things that we do on every holiday of the year. They seem to be associated with the fact that it also happens to be a holiday, even having nothing to do with the fact that it happens to be the Seder. Now, regarding the Shulchan Aruch, the idea of having a festive meal at the Seder, there is a wild discussion in the Gemara Masechet on Daf Samach Chet Amud Beis, page 68b, which discusses whether there is a requirement to have a festive meal on Pesach. The Gemara quotes an opinion that we don't seem to follow, an opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, who says that if you wanted to not eat any festive meal on the holiday, that that would be okay. That it actually never says in the Torah that you need to have a meal on the holiday. It says that you're supposed to have simcha, which can be expressed in other ways, which can be expressed through the study of Torah instead of having a meal. That's the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer in the Gemara, but we seem to follow the opinion of Rabbi Yoshua, who says, Simchas Yom Tov Nami Mitzvah Hu, he, there is a mitzvah to rejoice on Yom Tov, and that requires one to have a festive meal on Yom Tov, and that's what Shulchan Aruch becomes. Now, what needs to be unpacked is this mitzvah of Shulchan Aruch to have a festive meal. What exactly does that include? Does having a festive meal include that we need to have bread, that we need to have meat, that we need to have that we need to have wine? So the Gemara in Pesachim seems to say that you rejoicing on a holiday means having an alcoholic beverages for adult men and other things for women and for children, and doesn't mention eating meat at all. Almost everybody at Shulchan Aruch has some sort of fleishig, a dish, whether it's chicken or meat. But if you look at the Gemara doesn't seem to say that any fleishig, a dish is required. The Rambam in Hilchos Yom Tov, after he tells you all of the things that you can or cannot do on Yom Tov, The Rambam concludes the laws of Yom Tov by giving a description, sort of the meal and the festivities that one is supposed to have on a Yom Tov. And in that context, the Rambam writes that all of these days, Chayav Adam Liyot Bahem Sameach B'Tov Tov Lev, somebody has to be happy. And this includes Hanashim Ochlim Basar Vishosin Yayin, that men have meat. And this is a practice that some Jews have today, to be careful to have meat, based on this Rambam. Although it's not clear exactly where the Rambam got this from. We also have a phrase in the Torah that these days are called Mikra Kodesh. And Mikra Kodesh also seems to include some of this, besides just the idea of Simcha, of rejoicing. There's also a concept of Mikra Kodesh, which, as Rashi explains based on the Medrash in his commentary on the Chumash, this means Achilo Shtia, to express the festive nature of the day through a festive meal of eating and drinking. So it would seem, therefore, that having a festive meal on Yontif, Shulchan Aruch, would be considered to be part of this mitzvah, whether it's part of the mitzvah of Simcha on the holidays, or it's part of the mitzvah of Mikra Kodesh, proclaiming these days as holy, but that would seem to be a mitzvah as well. Finally, and perhaps most complicatedly, we have at the beginning of the Seder, the Kiddush. And we'll talk about this a little bit more in the next class as well. But when one thinks about Kiddush, it is worth asking oneself whether Kiddush at the Seder is something that we recite just because it is a holiday like any other, and on any holiday we have a requirement to recite Kiddush, or whether the reason why we have Kiddush on the Seder is actually part of the fulfillment of the day itself. We know that the Gemara makes it fairly clear that there's a positive command to remember the Shabbos. Zachar Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho is a positive command to make Kiddush. And then there's a big discussion about, now that we have this Kiddush on Shabbos, in what way does it extend to Yom Tov? The Rambam writes in the penultimate chapter of Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam talks, begins by saying that there's a biblical command to make Kiddush on Shabbos. And then he says, Kishem Shemavdilim B'Leile Shabbos U'Mavdilim B'Motzei Shabbos, just like Kiddush is recited on every Shabbos, Kach Mekadshim B'Leile Yomim Tovim U'Mavdilim B'Motzei Hen. So too, we also make Kiddush on Yom Tov. Shekulan Shabbosos Hashem Hen. They all are mini Shabbatot. They are mini Shabboses. So if you assume that Kiddush on Shabbos is a biblical command, and Yom Tov is an extension of that biblical command, because Yom Tov is also sort of like Shabbos, does that mean that there's a biblical command to make Kiddush at the Seder, or is it only a rabbinic command to make Kiddush at the Seder, an extension from Shabbos? The difference, of course, between whether making Kiddush at the Seder is biblical or rabbinic relates to, potentially, to the size of the cup. A number of the Agado Shel Pesach report that for most of the cups at the Seder, you don't actually need a large cup or a large amount of wine. And again, most of the Haggados report that at the Seder, as long as your cup of wine has 3.3 ounces of drink, that's enough for the Dalid Kosos. But some of the Haggados say, but if you have a situation in which the Seder is on Friday night, because in that situation, the Seder now is a biblical commandment, because Kiddush on Friday night is biblical, then you need the larger cup. So by saying that only on Friday night do you need the larger cup, that's essentially saying that normally Kiddush on Yontif is Derabanan, and therefore you are supposed to have a smaller cup, and only on Shabbos is Kiddush Deoraisa, and therefore, only on Shabbos do you have a greater cup of wine. But when we think about that for a little bit more, it's worth noting that this view essentially takes Kiddush at the Seder and totally divorces it from any sort of fulfillment of the mitzvos of the Seder. This approach essentially says that just like Rachza and Barech are not parts of the Seder, they're just everyday mitzvos that apply to every Jew on every day, and just like Shulchan Orech is not really part of the Seder, it's an everyday mitzvah which applies to, it's an every holiday mitzvah which applies to a Jew on every holiday. The Gemara in Sukkah discusses how on a holiday you're supposed to have 14 meals, one every night and one every day. So just like that's a mitzvah that applies in every holiday, so too Kadesh at the night of the Seder doesn't take on any greater import and any greater significance beyond Kiddush on any other holiday of the year. And as we discussed when we discussed why there are four cups of wine, what you would say is that it's a coincidence that there's a cup of wine for Kiddush. The fact that there's a cup of wine doesn't make Kiddush into part of the Seder. Barech in the Seder is no different than Barech any other day of the year, and therefore Barech didn't become part of the Seder just because it featured a cup of wine. And so too, Kadesh is not part of the Seder just because it happens to have a part of wine. And so this would seem to be the majority view that most authorities would suggest. Most authorities, I believe, would subscribe to the view that the mitzvahs of the Seder that are unique to the Seder are motzi matzah and magid, biblical mitzvahs to have matzah and to tell the story, and also the drinking of the four cups, the reciting of the halal, and the maror. But the four parts of the Seder which reflect everyday mitzvahs are Kadesh, Shulchan Orech, Rachza, and Barech. However, there is a Midrash Seichel Tov, which has a different view. The Midrash Seichel Tov, describing the Psukim in Shmot Perek Yud Gimel, says, "Vayom Moshe la'am," Moshe says to the Jewish people, "Zachor et hayom hazeh asher yitzavtem mitzrayim mibeit avadim." The same word, Zachor, which often indicates a commandment to remember something, just like Zachor remembering Amalek, many authorities believe that this is also a commandment to remember Amalek. The Midrash continues, "Sivui hu ledorot." This commandment to remember that we left Egypt is a commandment for all generations. Ne'amar kan zachor, it says regarding remembering Yitziat Mitzrayim, this word zachor. However, ne'amar b'shabbat zachor, it also says zachor when we're supposed to remember Shabbat, zachor et yom ha-shabbat, the mitzvah to remember Shabbos. Now, many authorities believe that there is a mitzvah to remember that God took us out of Egypt. They just think that that mitzvah is performed every night and every day when we recite the third paragraph of Shema. And when you read the Gemara in Brachos, which is actually quoted in the Seder in the story of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you get the impression that, yes, there's a mitzvah to remember Yitziat Mitzrayim, and that's every day. So every morning and every night, you remember Yitziat Mitzrayim, just like once a year you remember Amalek, just like once a week you remember Shabbos. Every day you remember Yitziat Mitzrayim, and that has nothing to do with the Seder. But the Medrash Seichel Tov says, "Malalan zechira alayayim b'chnisato, avkan tzricha zricha alayayim b'chnisato, mikan lekiddush lele pasach min haTorah." So the Medrash Seichel Tov is saying that just like Kiddush and Shabbos is a biblical manifestation of remembering the Shabbos, and it's potentially a biblical mitzvah to remember, so too Kiddush at the Seder is different than every other Kiddush. Every other Kiddush is to remember the day. It's a rabbinic mitzvah, let's say, to remember that today is Shavuos or today is Sukkos. But Kiddush at the Seder is part of remembering Yitziat Mitzrayim, which requires a cup of wine and requires a formal declaration at the start of the meal. And indeed, when we say the Kiddush at the Seder, we say, Asher bachar banu mikolam, that God selected us from every nation, which reminds us of Yitziat Mitzrayim. And we say, V'kiddushanu b'mitzvosav, that God gave us the mitzvos, which is also part of Yitziat Mitzrayim as well. And then we say, Es yom chag ha-matos hazeh, Zman Cheruseinu Mikra Kodesh Zecher Liyetziat Mitzrayim. You're saying in the Kiddush that this whole day is to remember Yetziat Mitzrayim, and if that's true, perhaps Kadesh is actually part of the Seder, and it takes on a uniquely different flavor when it becomes part of the Seder from every other time in the year, when Kiddush is just a smaller marker of the day, and here it's a marker of the fact that we left Yetziat Mitzrayim. So it's an interesting thought exercise to think which parts of the Seder are sort of visitors from the rest of the year, and which of them are integral. I think everyone would agree that Rachza and Barech are visitors. I think that when it comes to Shulchan Aruch, it's probably a visitor. It's probably just a manifestation of every other yontif having a mitzvah to have a meal. But Kiddush is where I think it is more of an open question. Kiddush is the one where I think you really might make a strong argument that it actually is part of the Seder, part of the special meal designed to remember Yetziat Mitzrayim, is to begin the meal not just with saying today's Pesach, but with proclaiming that the entire meal, at its onset, this entire meal, everything that we're going to do tonight is Zecher Yetziat Mitzrayim, a way for us to remember the Exodus that God took us out of Egypt.